From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. An airstrike in Syria has destroyed a hospital in Aleppo supported by the international charity Doctors Without Borders, killing at least 14 people. Among the dead were two doctors, including Aleppo's last pediatrician working in rebel-controlled areas. News accounts reported three children were also killed in the nighttime raid overnight into Thursday. The attack came amidst a marked increase in violence in Aleppo, with nearly 200 killed in the past week in clashes between government forces supporting embattled President Bashar al-Assad and rebel groups trying to overthrow his regime. The rebels have bombarded government-controlled neighborhoods with rocket and artillery fire, while Syrian jet fighters have conducted air raids. The fighting has left the country's supposed ceasefire in shambles, with United Nations envoy Stephane de Mistura saying a so-called cessation of hostilities agreement was barely alive. North Korea has apparently test-fired an intermediate-range missile that crashed seconds after takeoff. South Korea's defense ministry reported the failed launch Thursday. The incident comes less than a week after Pyongyang celebrated the launch of a missile from a submarine. South Korea told Yonhap News Agency the missile flew for about 30 kilometers and the test did not appear to have been a success. Pyongyang's latest missile launches come as South Korea and the United States conduct annual joint military drills that North Korea has labeled a provocation. This is VOA News. The terror group Islamic State claimed its first ever attack in Somalia earlier this week, though the claim has not been verified. Meanwhile, al-Shabaab militants have stepped up their attacks as Somalia gears up for elections later this year. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Somali authorities say they are countering a resurgence from al-Shabaab rebels after years of progress in driving back the militants. Abdi Hakim Mohamed Haji Faki was the country's defense minister until 2014.
Al-Shabaab has changed strategically their operations from the face-to-face fight to target, you know, the military bases or target to the civilians such as hotels so they can terrorize the civilian population.
That included a series of suicide attacks in recent weeks, many of them targeting government figures in the capital, Mogadishu. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
U.S. economic growth slowed in the first few months of 2016 as the world's largest economy expanded a meager 0.5% annual rate. Thursday's report from the Commerce Department says the new data shows growth was much slower than the last quarter of last year. PNC Bank chief economist Stuart Hoffman says the housing market helped growth, but not enough to offset falling business investment and slowing exports. Weak demand overseas coupled with a strong dollar were factors in declining exports. The strong dollar means U.S.-made goods are relatively expensive on global markets, which hurts sales. China has passed a controversial law that imposes new rules on foreign non-governmental organizations and puts the registration and supervision of such groups under the control of public security authorities. The full text of the law was not immediately available, but authorities said the legislation has 7 chapters and 54 articles. The law was passed by China's parliament, the National People's Congress, with a vote of 147 in favor and only one opposing and one abstention vote. South Korea has announced its Olympic athletes will wear long-sleeve shirts and pants containing mosquito repellent for ceremonies and training during the 2016 Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. The uniforms are meant to ward off mosquito-borne transmission of the Zika virus, which causes only mild symptoms in most people but can cause birth defects when pregnant women are infected. Russia has launched the first rocket from its new cosmodrome, Vostochny, after a one-day delay for technical reasons. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.